You know, it really is cliche to say the words, I will never do this, or this will never happen to me. I feel like the moment you say those exact words out loud or to yourself, life just comes in and says, all right, bet. I never thought I'd be this person. I damn near swore an oath I wouldn't be this person. And I am truly relieved that I didn't say anything out loud or say anything that would make me look like a hypocrite today, should anyone who I told it to found out. Luckily for me, I have a platform, so I could just make the announcement now and no one would ever know that I was against it. But here we are. And now I have to live with it. So the other day I made a Tinder account and
mic check 1212, your boy Chillis is back. This is the Chillin' with Chillis podcast.
Look, say what you want. That's pretty big news, all right? I had to just get that out the way before I jumped into today's episode. But now it's out in the open. I just didn't want anyone who I knew who had an account to say, yo, is that Chillis? And then for some reason, use it against me as leverage to be on the podcast or whatever evil villain ideas they had in mind. Not that it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just I just didn't think I'd take that route. And here I am. Damn near on the pathway, 7 miles in, you know. But before I jump into all of that, what is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host that will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city or coast to coast, Chillist. And it is Saturday, September 7th, 12:55 p.m. We are into the afternoon, and I know we are days away from the usual podcasting day, but I am here nonetheless, and I hope you all are it's still Saturday, so I hope you're all having a good day. I hope you had great days leading up to today. I hope overall you're experiencing nothing but positive vibes and great energy and good people, all three. It has been a very crazy week, and I'm talking about the weather. But I guess, you know, the weather might have inspired a couple of decisions or two on my end. yesterday, it was the perfect day in my eyes. I mean, we had a little light drizzle, but the temperature was just, it just felt so right. And today, you would never know because the sun is just here. It's like they're in this tag team match where they're just like, oh, okay. They're wearing jackets, son. I got you all lined up. Thanks a lot, Rain. Hey, what's going on over here? Dressed for the occasion? So, you know, we just got to tough it out. Winter is well on the way. And I know I skipped fall. It's because I know with winter, we'll get the sun possibly, but the cool air will still be there. Fall is like spring now. And I had just said on the last episode how much I appreciate fall. I had gotten into this whole thing of symbolism, but check it out if you haven't had a chance. But for those of you who did tune into last week's episode, thank you very much. I appreciate your feedback. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, even if it was for a minute or for an hour. It doesn't matter. Anytime you all choose to check in and check it out, however long you choose to listen to it is fine. I'm just happy that you listen to it nonetheless. We are on, well, we're pretty much, this week is over. We're on the last day of the week, so I hope we all end it strong. I took notes today, so this will be a very organized episode. It might be a little short, too. It's crazy because I'll take the notes down, and if I have four bullet points, I'll try to, like, give 10 minutes, if not maybe more, to each bullet point so it could just be a little fleshed out. But sometimes whatever I just say, like if I write a line that says tell people to be happy, I'll just say, you know, be happy. I'll try to elaborate on it, but you know, there really isn't much more to say with that specific line. I was at work two nights ago, I believe it was the night after I did the episode, and I was listening to the first episode of the second season, and I had mentioned on there that I was going to discuss politics. I was going to try to make this a really well-structured podcast, and for the most part, I think I've only discussed politics maybe two or three times throughout the entire podcasting episodes. I wanted to say something else that the word slipped my mind. And I was just saying to myself, well, I am paying attention to politics in a sense, but it's always the same thing. It's just in my mind, you know, we're in such crazy, I mean, we've always been in crazy times. I just think that being adults, I'm speaking to my generation, we're more in tune with it. So we really see that no one has gotten it together in office for a long time. We're just noticing it now. So when I discuss certain things in terms of politics, it's just like I'm literally saying the same thing. But I will tune into it a lot more. And with the next podcasting episode, I'll bring in a few points that I made. But at the end of the day, we just need that man out of office. Like I said before a while back, we just need to do a clean slate. We need people more relatable to this specific generation. And for the next generation, that's how it should be too. That can relate to us and can make rules that make sense and stop benefiting the previous generation who for some reason just do not want to relinquish power in the slightest. It's like, all right, thank you for paving the way. Can I walk on this way that you paved? And can I make some adjustments and landmarks of my own? But that's another conversation for another day. What else was I listening to? Yeah, I was talking about how I was... this episode is not about me recapping what I was listening to. I just went back to check out previous episodes because I always feel like whenever I'm inspired to do a new episode, it kind of feels like I'm subconsciously going by my previous inspiration to do the episode I already did. So, and for example, if I wanted to talk about making changes, I feel like that's only because I literally... remembered that subconsciously I was inspired by that idea before, so I'm just repeating the same vibe. And you know, it might be the same topic but a different explanation, but I just kind of want to keep it fresh, you know what I mean? I mean, if I have to repeat myself for certain instances, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I don't want it to be like, hey, talked about Trump and how he was wrong with his suit color, bro, you did that already. That's the beauty behind the madness of the podcast. I have to just make sure I'm not just saying the same thing twice. But you know, we're in such a endless cycle in certain aspects of life that we end up repeating ourselves and we don't even realize it. Like when we find ourselves dealing with a different person who has the same qualities. Hang on one second, I'm so sorry. That's my boy calling me. So that's kind of cool. I got a call during a podcasting episode. I'm not going to name his name, but check out his podcast. Now, let me stop. That was my boy, Ryan. Check out his podcast, too, The Ryan Talks. I've been pushing him to do episode two for a long time. Speaking of podcasting, for those of you who want to look for more podcasts, I suggest you listen to the John Cass podcast. He and I just teamed up and did an episode recently. I'm just waiting for it to come out so I can get my clout. No. That episode was actually hilarious. I find myself more... hype to do podcasts when it's other people. Like, that's been my MO for a while, and I think that's part of the reason why it's been hard for me to do episodes by myself, because I could carry a conversation alone. I'm so used to just being by myself and just kind of getting stuff done that it's not a problem. But it's refreshing when you kind of just, you got two minds in a room going back and forth with their opinions. I believe that makes the time go by faster. Like talking with you all now, it's been 9 minutes. This is nothing to me. But if I was in a room with another person and I can get their insight on topics, maybe if we had disagreements, it would really make it refreshing. So I'm trying to really push for that Avengers Justice League kind of thing where I can get a room of some dope podcasters. If For those of you who follow me on IG, you've noticed I tagged like a lot of names. I'm really trying to get that off the ground, specifically Inside Out the Podcast. I'm really trying to collab with them. I have to check out the previous two episodes. I didn't get a chance to get into it. I used to have so much time. I had a structured way of living too. Before adulting decided to kick it up to level 3, I used to get up out of bed, perform my morning rituals. I'd be in the kitchen. I'd make like breakfast that turns into lunch because I take really long in the kitchen for some reason. Like I go in there, it's like a whole art zone. It's more than just food. It's life. But I used to have every podcast playing in the order in which they came out. But for like one day, I did decide. I switched it up. And from that day, I haven't been able to maintain my normal routine at all. So I'm like, damn. So I got to really jump back into it. So for the next day off, I'm going to try to listen to all the podcasting episodes that I missed out on. But it's like I'm getting back on the horse again. You know, it's so crazy how you just, at one minute you plan to do something and then the very minute you find yourself not doing it at all, and so many days have passed since you announced it. I went to Walmart with my boy Drew. Shout outs to Drew. That's the only shout out he's getting from me for the rest of his podcasting career. But no, he bought I'm going to call it a vision board. And it was specifically used for just the goals that we had planned out for the remainder of the year. But he told me to hold on to it. And I jotted down some stuff. And I got to say, it looks really structured. It looks organized. And I was against the whole idea of writing stuff down, podcast stuff excluded, because I feel like mentally should be my list. But, you know, we often forget stuff or we get caught up into things. So it's good to have that visual right in front of you to remind you, hey, get this done. I even downloaded a new app for the podcast notes instead of me using just the notes that I have on my phone, because I have so many notes for so many other things that it can either get lost or I just get focused on the note in front of it, not the note behind it. So this particular app is for podcasting stuff only. So it's helpful in a sense. I think deep down, I just, you know, that's what this episode's about too. I love how it all comes full circle. I hope that never changes, that despite me losing the point inspires me to come back full circle. For those of you who don't know, you'll know when you find yourself just doing stuff like that with anything in life. But I think deep down, and this goes back to the Tinder thing too, I had an idea, or rather a plan or a promise I made to myself to kind of do things a different way. Not to follow the norm, not to follow the cliches. I think that everyone has made that promise, or they plan to make that promise, because they see everyone doing something. And in some cases, it works out for them. In some cases, it doesn't. But they just want to do things their own way. They want to forge their own path, either for those to follow or for them to just lead themselves. And I think that's cool. I tried to do that. Like with the vision board, I didn't want to do it. Everyone's saying, oh, it's great. It's awesome. It really keeps you focused. And I'm just like, no. There's a running joke that I, not even a running joke, it's 100% true, that I call myself old and retired. And the reason why I do that is because I'm stuck in my ways. Not to really bend to the whole zodiac thing, but I'm an Aries, and I do believe we have a hard-headed trait. I'm not going to say stubborn, because we comply with a lot of stuff. So I want to, you know, give the fire signs some credit, the leader of the fire signs. But in a lot of ways, whenever I make a decision to do something a specific way, it really is hard for me to find another alternative. Like And I don't know if it's pride. I really got to figure that out. Like, I really want to go on this soul-searching journey. I got so much stuff planned out. But I wanted to just keep the road with one direction, not with the left or making a turn here or a bunny hop there. And I find myself just kind of bending to just everything that I said I wouldn't do later on, because at one point I'm just tired, or I want to compare notes. I want to see if this road can get me there faster. Is it take slower, or is it the same distance? And also, I want to grow too. So I realize now that, you know, even if it is the key to success, it might not work for me. It might not be my plan that I'm working out for all of this to work out. But I think that's kind of the beauty of life. I always had this kind of belief that, you know, whatever didn't work out for me could work out for others. So this path that I'm walking on, and I mentioned that, you know, I'm just kind of like the king of the fall in the sense that I'm used to failing at a lot of things, but I believe it's to prep those who are walking a similar path. You know, I think I'm on the prototype path, the path of the prototype. That sounds a lot better. So for now, I just find it kind of cool. I think that whatever I'm trying to do now is just set up for me to kind of come to the sense that, you know, it's okay to not do things one way. It's still your way because of the timing, the way you do it, and how you go about it. So you could just follow somebody else's blueprint, but if you start at a slower pace than them, that becomes your path. Because I'm basically saying that if you make any little adjustment, it becomes yours. You can't take credit for like a full project. But let's just speak on the topic of paths. If you make any little adjustments when it comes to your path, as a result of following someone else's, then it's your path, pretty much in a sense. If you choose to follow somebody, you don't have to follow them at the same pace. You can take your time. You might see things that they may have missed, and you help them with their path. I believe in the full circle theory about it too, but I want to do this in order. So it started with Tinder. I was talking with the guys. I went out for drinks on, it couldn't have been Saturday. No, it was early in the week because I had like a pretty late schedule. I went out for drinks and I got drunk. No surprise there, but I wasn't crazy drunk. See, the thing is with me, I don't want to really drink anymore because it allows myself to put down all my guards, and then I start thinking a lot, and I'm really trying to focus on how I go about my thought process, because when I'm deep in thought, I either write or I post a lot on social media. I really don't talk to anybody about it. So in a sense, you know, I'm retired, I'm old. I'm the guy that wears black shirts and just has his arms folded, and I give vague clues about how to go about life based on experiences of my own. I feel like I'm like Arrow. I'll just talk to you guys about something. Don't put the juice there. Why? Just don't. And it'll flash back to me putting the juice there, and it's a huge spill. So that's me. But I was sitting there and I was saying to myself, the way I was going about certain things in life, it just seemed to not work. But in a case for me, I had mentioned, drunk and sober, that I have successfully sabotaged my life because I kind of got what I wanted and I don't know how to get out of it. I really wanted to make a change. And with Tinder, it was refreshing because, one, it was getting me out of the normal circle. Like, I know way too many people that know everyone. So I kind of wanted to branch out and just meet new people in general. I meet new people every day, but I really don't get the chance to know them because it's always on a work basis. It's just literally, hi, hello, how you doing, how's your day? Very rarely, the same person will come back and we could pick up where we left off. But I made the page, and you know, I got to this thing where it was like, yo, let's, I got to this part of the app where it was saying, tell us about yourself. And I'm like, shit, what is there to say? So I put this quote that said, I'm a man that follows wherever life takes me and life brought me here. And that's literally the truth because I didn't think I'd be here. In terms of romance, when I used to be a big advocate for it, I kind of always believed in the idea, and I still do, just not as much, that life introduces you to the person you're meant to be with in so many ways. You could already meet that person and you have to grow to find each other, or you go through meeting people that each have the quality of your potential soulmate. So I figured, I don't know, I felt like Tinder as well as other dating apps took away the magic of it all, you know? And then I realized too, like this is particularly for this is the new norm. This isn't me going out of my way to try something different to, you know, and who's to say that just because I have this, I can't do both. I just was really sure, I was certain that, you know, I would just walk outside and make a left on this side of the road, and I'd bump into this woman, and everything would just click, or everything would make sense. It got to the point, too, where I really started to, like, reevaluate a lot of my personal relationships with most women that I know, because I have a tendency to overlook a lot of things, and people have a tendency to not tell me until it's too late. And it's like, damn, well, you know. And for the most part, I think that journey the journey that I have been taking in terms of romance has just shown me that there are different levels of love, and you know, I could love a person in a different way that I love somebody else, and I truly love that, because I always thought love was either in terms of family or romance. I didn't think you could love a person platonically for a long time. I think when I turned 20, I started to see that. So with this, I'm interested to see where this journey takes me, but I never thought I would do it because of my particular plan. And you know, this inspired an entire podcasting process going back to the night when I was drunk. I just sat there and I said, you know what, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to see, maybe this might be for me. And if it isn't, I could just delete it. But now it's a part of my history. It's not just that I just stayed determined to just sit in one place rather and live life and see what life would introduce to me. I had to kind of put myself out there, and I don't have an issue with that. I think my biggest problem has always been me. Like, I think most people jump into relationships too soon. They jump into anything too soon without really sitting down and reevaluating themselves. I think I reevaluate myself too much, in a sense that I always feel like there's something missing. Also because I'm a guy too. I feel like there's certain elements that I should have in check before I decide to pursue a woman. That's been my personal code. For those of you who don't know, you now know, and all your questions are answered as to, oh, okay, I see. Because for now, it's like I'm in a good place. I can actually date now, and that's awesome. That's great. That's cool. But now I feel like, is my mind ready? Because I've been alone for about a year and some change now. It'll be 2 years, I think, in 2 months. And I think that's enough time, if not too much time, that I was able to sit down and see, one, if I was okay to move forward, if I'm ready to move forward, and, you know, am I focused on being in a relationship for the right reasons? This is going to sound like a whole relationship episode, but I promise you it's not. You know, I see a lot, I hear a lot, and I'm told a lot. And sometimes I'm a little bit worried when I hear people say that they're talking to someone, or, you know, they're interested in someone, because I don't know what the motive is. And I shouldn't even really worry about that, because it's not my life, but I always worry about the next person. I do believe we intentionally and unintentionally create cycles. So what I mean by that is, you know, we could find a person and we're interested in them for the right reasons. They might just see us as something to move forward with, and that could sabotage the entire thing, and as a result create us to be a little damaged, and then we're finding comfort in someone else for the wrong reasons. Now, because we're such unique beings, us humans, I can't really dive deep into that, because I'd have to literally dive deep into every single individual, because we're all different. But when it comes to us having the same motive, I always believe that's wrong. I believe a relationship should be something that's organic and should grow naturally. I don't think we should kind of coerce other people to do things, even if it means getting them out their shell. I said it before, you know, last week, that you should kind of be motivated. Like, if I meet this woman, something in my heart should just push me to kind of do the things that she shouldn't really ask for. You know, if she feels that we're not going out enough and I'm pushing myself to go outside, I might not give her the right type of energy. And it kind of sounds like I'm giving a lot of excuses. And in a sense, I am. It's true. That's why I said I have to work on myself, because I don't want to say things out loud as a result of me only doing a 50% re-examination of myself. So it's new. It's crazy, but that's how I feel. Now, for the most part, people have been successful in times where I thought that a relationship wasn't going to work out based on the person's motives and their energy. I have been proven wrong a lot of times. Now, I still feel that down the road it won't work out, because a lot of times most people would be in a relationship because they feel alone when they're alone. They feel like, you know, 50% that they need that reassurance from their significant other to live life forward. And I always feel that's wrong, because if you go around life living at 50%, then you will never feel happy in anything you do. You cannot fill the void with a temporary fix. You have to be as wholesome as ever. So if someone does break up with you or if someone leaves you, you are affected, but you can still move forward. Some people I see, they need that person. Also because of comparison too, but that's a whole different thing. So me seeing that, it always stopped me because I want to be able to be with someone because I want to be with them, not because I want them to make me feel like me. I mentioned this before too, that Will Smith had made this quote, and I wish it was me because I would have been viral and I would have met Will Smith. He said that it isn't his job to make a significant other happy. And I know people read that they just read the words and they didn't really give it any thought. And I believe that's true. Our happiness should come from ourselves. We should be motivated to do things for the right reasons, not because we want to be the next topic of discussion or we want to be the next 100 likes on Instagram. We should just want to do it because we want to do it, or it makes us happy, rather, you know. But like I said, to dive deep into that, it's just, whew. What else did alcohol inspire me to do? Yeah, I was really sitting there and I was doing a reevaluation, and I like to give advice. I like to help people, and I really feel uncomfortable when people do it for me. I'm so used to being this person that's talked to and not listened to. Not because, you know, the person never really considered to ask me. They always ask me and I always say it's fine. And I think that's a result of me being alone for too long. I'm used to just kind of solving things on my own. And that's fine. I think that's normal. That's part of the process. And I know I'm repeating myself. I've said this before. But for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, then I am saying this for the first time. I really sit in my room most of the time and I just think about life and life's whole plan. And I don't even think life has a plan, because life only exists when I choose to walk out the door or when I choose to make a move. If I sit down all day, that's my life. So that's life in general for me. But when I go outside and decide to be a part of society, my actions affect someone else's, whether I realize it or not. And if you think I'm crazy about it, think about it. If you go outside in a bad mood and you bump into somebody and you guys get into an altercation, you affected that person's path and yours. Or if you go outside and you bump into someone and they're mad at you and you choose not to respond, you calm them down, you affected their path, not yours. And that's why I believe we should know who we are when we're going outside, or we should try to discover who we are, because we affect each other a lot. If you think about everything throughout history, it's because of human interaction. And it was how that interaction went down. A lot of good things happened in life, a lot of bad things. It all started with the mind state of a person. God, that sounds so deep, man. Yeah, we are back. Welcome to the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. I wish I could, I gotta get my soundboard back. Clint, I need you out here, bro. I gotta hit you up. Del Fuego, that's gonna be a dope episode. But that's always been my MO. I'm always thinking about myself, and I'm always thinking about the mindset of other people. My mom, aka Mama Chilla, she always says I get emotional into it because my empathy level is really high. I kind of hate when people take the time to see their own actions but not understand why someone else is doing the same thing. They're quick to criticize and not analyze. Oh my God, can we get some t-shirts? Oh, I didn't even have my tea. I had Frosted Flakes. That's what it is. I gotta switch it up. I gotta have Frosted Flakes and not tea. Tea keeps me calm and mellow and just in tuned. But yeah, I just feel like we should be more conscious. I feel like we should be more conscious and we should be more empathetic. We need to ask ourselves, what are we doing these things for? I even say that with work. If there's a job you really don't want to work at, but you work there, you know it's gonna drain you. You shouldn't even really cop to I need to make a financial living, because I gotta be really careful how I say this, but I really think happiness should be the foundation of your decisions. If you decide to work a job for 15 years to be financially stable and you're not happy, I don't believe that's a life worth living. I can't invest 15 years of my life because you can't get that time back. Now, if you could work 15 years or reverse the clock and get back that time you lost and go to the age you were when you started, then that'd be kind of cool. But I think we should really take the time and ask ourselves, is this really worth it? And I know we're following this idea of normal. And I've said this plenty of times. We don't know what normal is. Normal is what we see when we're in a household or when we're outside or we're just noticing someone's behavior. That's our idea of normal. I think we should just, that's the question we should ask ourselves. It's just, is this really worth it? Now, of course, I'm not saying this, but I have to clarify them. So I'm not saying that you get up and you quit a job on the spot. I'm not saying you should, you know, put yourself in a hole, but you should plan to be happy. That's the best way to say it. That's a safe way to say it. You should plan yourself to be happy. There's nothing wrong with that. People will criticize you, but those same people criticizing you, they may be inspired to do the same thing somewhere down the road. I've noticed, too, that a lot of people are dependent on one another. And because of pride, they'll never admit it. But they're low-key inspired by the decisions you make, by the attitude you have. If not inspired, you definitely get them thinking when you choose to go about things a certain way. I believe that people kind of are thrown off by how I do things in whether a good way or a bad way. They either disagree with it, and when they do disagree with it, we converse about it. Or they agree with it, and they decide to do things their own way. Maybe not the same way, but... And I think that's kind of cool. I like how we have that kind of influential power over each other because we're observing, we're paying attention, we're questioning things, and we're making adjustments to either live the same way or live oppositely. I've seen a lot of relationships, and I've seen the foundation of most of those relationships, and that in turn made me not want to go down that path. I want to say I've fallen in love probably 2 or 3 times in my life, and it was because of how relationships went south that I really stopped myself from being my fullest self. And as a result, those windows are closed. And all I could take away from that lesson is you are not everyone else. You could take what you saw with them, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be like that. You know, like, and this is just, I'm just going to throw the cliche out there. Like, those who think they can balance 2 or 3 significant others, that I would never do. I didn't even think that I needed to see that unfold to just know that that was wrong. But, you know, it's unfortunate that we do live in a world where people have selfish motives. Maybe for whatever reason, maybe they're just selfish by choice, or they're just selfish because they feel like every time they do things selfless, they always come across selfish people. So they're going to join the cycle instead of breaking it. There's so many ways. That's why I said I can't really dive deep into it, because I'd have to literally go into the minds of every single person. And give me the right equipment to freeze time and dive deep, I could do that. I would do that. That'd be cool if that'd be my life purpose. We now have subject 3024. I'm diving in. I'd be so old. Everybody'd be like, yo, Chillis, you did it. I feel relaxed. Why do you look old? I'm just this old man, and I'd finally look the part. But, yeah, you know, I it's hard because we are all in circumstances that we can't just do things on the fly, but we should be willing to fly. I think we don't want to fail. Like, I know most of us decide to be safe, and we will deal with a certain type of norm because we might be in a worse predicament should we decide to pull the feet from under our rugs. I understand that. I observe so much in life that I can tell that that's probably the reason why we're going to stick to our normal routine. But I can't do the same thing for me. I have to try. Because in my case, I'd rather try and fail than to fail by not trying. I would never know. I would constantly live with what ifs. That it bothers me even with a choice of cereal. Like, I can enjoy one bowl of cereal, and then it's like, damn, what if I would have got the Raisin Bran? Now I'll never know. And I can't recreate that moment. I can only use that moment to create another one. You know, I don't know about you guys. I'm just dropping some gems today. I'm not giving myself credit, but I plan this out. But what I'm saying, it's not like I have these lines that I throw out. Sometimes I just amaze myself. I was listening to the first episode of season 2, and I'm just like, yo, this guy, you got potential. But yeah, I just, you know, our formula for how we do things might need an adjustment. I remember, I'll never forget this. It was about, I said I'll never forget this, and I can't remember when it happened. It was 2015. I was speaking with a friend of mine, and she was telling me about how her and her boyfriend constantly argue, but he's the father of her child. And I asked her, I said, you know, why not just break up, because she physically looked tired of fighting. She brought her energy to work, not in a bad way. She was just always just not in the mood. She was quiet. She just felt like everything she could do, even like, you know, you're happy at work, but eventually that thought comes to mind, you have to go back home. She just was always out of it. So I asked her a question that most people would ask, like, why are you with this person? She told me, why leave the devil I know for the devil I don't? And I was just like, whoa. 2015, that was 4 years ago. So I was 23. And that to me was just, oh, damn, all right. Because in her mind, she knew that she thought that whoever she would deal with afterwards would just be as bad as the person she already knew. So she'd rather just deal with the traits and ways of this guy than potentially dealing with someone who might not have any of those traits. So she's staying in that relationship. I mean, I haven't spoken to her in a while. I don't know if she's in that relationship now. But when she said that to me, I was just like, so damn, I wonder if everybody else is just staying in these relationships because they already put the time and energy into this. And it's like, damn, you know, this person isn't shit, but I might as well just stay with this person. The next might be better, you know. I know it sucks because a lot of us jump into situations with a full heart and a positive mind, and we will be constantly disappointed to the point that we don't want to try, so we stay in our situation. But I promised myself that I'd have enough optimism for me and for you all. I promise you that better is there. You know, either you build better or you find better. But better is always going to be there. You just have to put yourself out there. You might have to be uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable is part of the process of life. If anyone told you that life is going to be comfortable, I promise you they probably didn't know what was in store for them until after they said that. Everyone feels like they should stay where they are because it's safe, and that's not a bad thing. You know what's crazy? We subconsciously strive for better every day, or we strive for different every day. There are some people who, and it's so crazy, like there's some people, including myself, who don't even realize that they are trying to be the best of themselves. Like, okay, I'm going to use a prime example. It's a crazy example because you would think that it has nothing to do with you. With school, when you get ready for high school, you kind of picture yourself in what school you want to go to or the choices that you have. You may not be ready for change, but you're already going to be in a new environment. And you're not even, it doesn't even come across to you that, damn, I'm going to be in a new element, because you're just going through the motions. You're like, damn, high school is going to be so nerve-wracking. Before you know it, you're there. You didn't stop yourself from doing it. You didn't tell your parents, I really don't want to go to the school. You probably did, but you didn't try to find ways to hinder the experience. For the first day you went, you introduce yourself, you're in a new hallway, you got adjusted to the new schedule. Every day every day we're in a different, damn, see, now that I'm aware of me saying deep stuff, the gems are gone. We're back to getting rocks. But every day you experience different. There we go. We're back. All right. Thought this was. And while we're stressing on not wanting to do something, we find ourselves doing something new every time. And I promise you, I've never been confident in anything that I've said as much as I am with this. I promise you, every day you find yourself just doing something that, you know, you said you wouldn't do, but you wouldn't realize it. They literally go hand in hand. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to keep the Tinder account. I'm going to see where it goes. If it leads me to a couple of great dates for the fall, it's great. And I know these dates are going to be great because I'm going to be wearing my cologne. Now, my cousin Mark got me with the pea coat, and I had my eye on at Macy's. I'm going to have this haircut, and then I'm always going to... Thanks. Shout out to these DC shows. I'm just going to be like, I'm sorry, I got to go. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm looking at this optimistically. I just laugh at it because I said that I wasn't going to do it. And I wish life was like, every time you said you wasn't going to do something, it shows you doing it. Like a little time portal shows up. Because I would laugh. I thought the idea of online dating was crazy because I felt like, you know, one, I just didn't want to take away... I feel like we rely on too much social media as it is. you know? And plus, I want to be able to know who I'm meeting before I meet them. Like, I want to bump into the person outside. If I meet them online, I don't even know if this is the same person. But I remember when I was working at Sam Ash and I was working with a coworker of mine, and he had a dating app, and he was like 40, or he was going on 40, and he was asking me for advice, and I'm just sitting here like, damn, I don't want this to be me, to have an app to just, you know, to, there was a lot more to it with him, and I don't want to get into it because I'm going through it currently. Like, he was just, he said he had hit it off with this girl, and they went on a date, and then she just ghosted him. And I'm just like, God damn, bro, like, what? And I tried to find the words. That's when I realized that, you know, I can never just let things be negative. I'm always trying to find the best of it. And I got to work on that, because sometimes I'm just going to be like, I don't know what to tell you. These days, you know, according to certain people, I've changed a lot. I'm not really as sincere as I used to be, because I am about a person's happiness. I will tell you to leave a person if it makes you unhappy ASAP. You know, back in the day, I would say you'd have to fight for it. This is my thing. If you feel like it's worth fighting for, then you should fight for it. If you feel like it isn't, then you should leave. Never feel like that. Never feel like you shouldn't talk about it, though. I feel like a lot of us, we all go through the same things in life, so unfortunately, we're unable to listen as much as we're able to talk. But that's what I'm here for. And I kind of do it to inspire a person to listen to. You know, one of my closest friends, she said to me, it's important to have a person that you could lean on. And I thought about it. I was like, damn, I don't have that person, because I'm always that person, and I've never thought that I'd be that person. So I'm looking for that too. I think that's what kind of pushed me to, damn, wow, I'm a part of the problem. No, but I'm looking for, in my case, everyone that I have talked to or I've listened to, I just don't want them to see me to be the person to lean back. I've watched myself send messages where it's like, damn, I can't believe I've sent that. In a sense, I'm kind of vulnerable now. And I'm not crazy about the feeling. In my case, I don't want to be vulnerable, because one door will unlock another, and then I'm just dealing with this whole thing where I'm eating ice cream and I'm watching Crazy Stupid Love, which is one of my favorite movies, and I'm ordering Chinese food, General Tso's with shrimp fried rice, and I'm just looking at my phone, and I'll be playing Marvin's Room on the low. And I don't want that. Not yet. Like, I know what I have to deal with, and I will deal with it. But I don't want someone else to deal with it. But it's crazy because, you know, the beauty of life, there are people like me out there that are willing to watch you grow as long as it means being with you. And I think that's a beautiful sentiment, but I don't know. To be honest, I'm just as confused as everyone else. But I'm 27, I'll be 30 in 3 years, and for the most part, I really want to be the best man I can be. I kind of want to leave behind a legacy. I want to leave behind a path worth following, if not observing. I just want to be great in all aspects. And I know it's going to be a process. Just because I want it to be done before I'm 30 doesn't mean that's going to be the case. I might be 30 and finally have my shit together. But that's pretty much what this is all about. And I urge you all to just sit back and kind of ask yourself if certain things are worth investing into emotionally, financially, spiritually, even physically. And if it isn't, if you don't have all of those checked, if there's one that has an X, I would really think about it. I would look at the relationship I'm in, the friendships I'm in, and I would ask myself, is this beneficial in the sense that I could come to them the same way that they can come to me? Do I really feel this genuine bond? Do I feel like it's one-sided? Question everything. If you're state of mind, if your well-being is the focus behind it, you know, that's what I want for you all. I want you all to be great. Look, I know it's easy to just post positive vibes and great energy, but I genuinely want everybody to be well, especially people I care about. And I know to some people I'm like really this distant, guarded up old man, and a lot of you have been asking me to change, and it's like, no. But if you listen to this episode, and I hope I've given you some insight as to why, and I think some people know. I had said the other day, I kind of want a person to just look me in the eye and just say, hey, look, you're hiding a lot of pain behind your eyes. What's going on? I really want it to be like this woman who's known for being insightful, and I kind of want to find myself just like, yo, guys, I got to find her. And then, you know, find your love place. That's, you know, I got too much scenarios in my head. That's why I really want to animate and voice act. That's kind of why I am the way I am. But I love it, because who I am made me the podcaster I am today, which is Chillest, which unfortunately isn't this weather, although the sun just went down. But That's my takeaway. That's what I wanted to speak with you all about. I want you all to be the best you can be. Don't worry about what everybody thinks about walking away from a potentially good situation. If it's potentially good, it'll get to good. But if it's potentially, see, people are saying it's potentially good and it's all levels of bad, get the hell out of there. And who knows what's good now? What looks good now might really be good later. You might have to leave a situation. Sometimes your absence speaks volumes. Your silence speaks volumes. When you stop doing the things that you feel are just one-sided, people will change if they want you around. And that was the other thing. That's what it was. I said this to my boys, and I'm going to say this to you guys. Life will test you to show you what you really care for, what you're really passionate about, if you really want it. And I've learned that so well. There are things that I said I wanted and I thought it would be as easy as a timeline I was given, and it wasn't. And on a lot of things I gave up on, but there are a few things that I'm still fighting for, and it's like, damn, life just eliminated everything else that would have gotten in the way, and it's showing me what I'm really supposed to be focusing on and how badly I really want it. So if you find yourself going through all of these motions and you still want to fight for it, more power to you. But if you find yourself going through the motions and you're exhausted, that's a sign that, you know, you shouldn't invest any energy and time into it. We have a limited time on this earth. Some of us shorter than others, unfortunately. So what are we going to do with that time? I say be happy, be great, be positive, be amazing, be badass, be dope. Let me know how you guys feel about it. And wow. And with that, 46 minutes and some change. And I take it back. My solo episodes are probably like my bread and butter. But for those of you who do want to collab, like I said, I have your names in mind. I'm just trying to figure out how to go about this. I'm going to put I'm going to call my boss. Hey, can I just get some time off? But you still pay me? They'll tell me, hey, look, trust me, you don't have to worry about coming in. You can stay home. But yeah, that's what I want to talk about. I'm kind of glad I did it on a Saturday. I like how I waited for the entire 7 days to kind of fall into place. Wait, hang on. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, I'm sorry. Back in the day when I was in school, I thought Monday was the first day of the week. Excuse me. Back when I was in daycare. I don't want it to be like, yo, damn, high school. I used to think Monday was the first day of the week. So sometimes I subconsciously think Sunday is the seventh day. Saturday, right? Yeah, it's Saturday. So I wanted to wait for like all 7 days to kind of marinate. That's kind of my MO with the podcast now too. Any thought I have, I let it marinate. It used to fall right on the time of podcasting day, but I got distracted with so much other stuff that I kind of lost sight of it. But now we're back on track. So there will be another podcast episode next week. I'm not sure as of when, but it'll definitely come out. I promise you all. But for now, you all have a great Saturday. You be safe and sound. Be great. Be at peace. Be happy. Be healthy. I definitely, yo, honey, not sure it's going to be, hey, we love the podcast, but stay in your lane. But I hope you're all great. I hope you experience nothing but great vibes. For those of you who know me personally, just hit me up if you want to talk or vent. I am here for you. And, you know, I love you all, and I appreciate you all for listening every time, and I appreciate those who've been rocking with me since day one, and I appreciate those who came a little later on but kind of see some potential in this podcast. I will not let you all down, I promise you. I thank you all, and I will be back next week. Until then, chillest out.